Okay. My name is Orlando. I'm 17. Today is April 11th, and I'm speaking with John Ribbons, who is my teacher. We are recording this interview in Fort Worth, Texas. Okay, so introduce yourself.
My name is Chef John.
What do you do for the school?
Oh, I am the executive chef, contractor from Airmark. Basically, I cook meals for catering events, manage the lunch program, and help out with culinary class.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood or what you were like as a child?
A little bit about my childhood. Well, I was, I like to say misunderstood. Some people would say I was bad, but I would just say misunderstood because I had a purpose for everything I did. And, you know, some people just didn't understand that purpose. So that's what I was like.
So you were bad?
No. That's just one person's opinion.
All right, let's wrap it up. All right. How has your life been different than how you imagined it whenever you were young?
Honestly, I can't say, because I never really had to imagine an image of what my life was going to be. I kind of just went with the flow. I mean, I had things I wanted to do, but I never really imagined how it would be, so.
Like?
Well, I mean, I wanted to be in the NFL, and I did for a while, but, you know. I never thought about anything after that, so.
So cooking never came to mind?
Not when I was a kid. I mean, I cooked for fun, but I ain't never thought about doing it as a career. I didn't even know you could at that time.
Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped you to who you are today?
Positive moments from my childhood, is what you're asking?
Just your life in general.
Positive moments from my life. Let's see. There's a lot of positives. I mean, I think that probably one that had the most influence was when my daughter was born. Like, I couldn't be a kid no more. I had to start being an adult. So it was either, you know, provide for my kid or keep doing the dumb stuff that I was doing. So it caused me to grow up. So that's probably the most positive thing that's happened. Because I wouldn't be here right now probably if it wasn't for that.
Okay, follow up to that question, are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped you to who you are?
Yeah, negative. I got a DUI for no reason.
But, so you weren't?
No, I was actually wasn't even driving. I was sitting in the parking lot with keys in the ignition, and apparently that's still considered DUI because you had intent to drive because the keys were in the ignition. So just saying, if you asked.
Next question. What advice would you give your teenage self?
Stay in college. Don't drop out. That's the biggest advice I can give myself.
Okay, can you think of anything else? That's it.
That's the most important thing.
Okay. Can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
My grandparents, I only met my grandmothers. One of my grandfathers died a month before I was born. The other one died when I was two, so I don't actually remember him. One of my grandmothers was from Jamaica. The other one was born in Memphis. One of them's dead now. The other one still lives in Cleveland. And I never actually met my grandparents, my great-grandparents, so can't really tell you about them.
That's okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories. I think one of my happiest memories is when I got a college scholarship. Yeah, for playing football. That was probably the happiest I was for a long time. I mean, I've been happy before then, since then, but, you know.
You know, not your kids being born?
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah. Nah, I mean, that was happy too, but that was probably like one of the happiest things that happened to me.
And to what college did you get into?
I went to five different colleges, but I played football at Central State University. That was, that's where I played football at. But I went to about five different schools.
All right. What are you most grateful for?
I would say I'm my kids, because, just being able to watch them grow up and get them things I didn't have and show them stuff that I didn't know and, teach them, allows me to make up for some of the mistakes that I made and make sure that they don't make them so I can make a difference with them.
All right, so just your kids?
Mostly.
Or does that include, the rest of your family, too?
It includes most of my family.
Most?
Most.
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 Just being honest.
Okay, so next question. What are some things you remember most about your deployment?
Ooh. Well, from what I can tell you is that they were fun most of the time. I mean, Kuwait was hot. Japan was hot and cold. But most of the time, it's just sitting around waiting for something to happen. So it's a lot of downtime. So I got a lot of schoolwork done, mostly. But that's about all I can actually tell you.
Okay. What was your favorite place to get deployed to?
My favorite place had to be Japan. I've been to Japan 3 times. And been to Misawa, which is in North Japan, Tokyo, which is in Middle Japan, and Okinawa, which is in South Japan. So I've pretty much seen the entire island, and it's probably the most beautiful place I've ever seen. So.
And how long were you deployed there?
First time I was there for 2 months. The second time I was there for 1 month, and the other time I think it was a month too.
Okay. Next question. Is there someone you served with that you remember fondly of? Can you tell me about him or her?
Her name was Teresa. She was my superintendent to begin with. And she probably gave me the best advice I ever was given, is that always make sure that there's somebody else that knows your job. Otherwise, you will... You always make yourself be replaceable, and that way when it comes time to you to get promoted, you won't be promoted because nobody can do your job. So okay. You only gotta make sure there's somebody else that knows how to do your job.
Do you still keep in contact with anybody who you served with?
Yeah, a few of them. There's a few people I still talk to. One of my best friends, he lives in Las Vegas right now. So his name is Darren Palmer. He plays for UNLV, plays football for UNLV. So.
What's that?
University of Nevada, Las Vegas. It's college.
That's cool. Okay, next question. How do you think your time in the military affected you?
It made me more responsible, it made me a better leader. Made me think about things more, gave me a bigger insight on seeing the bigger picture of things and not just small little areas. Small things don't really matter. It's all about the big situation.
Okay, so if you could go back to before you, signed up for the military, mm-hmm. Do you think you could go back in time? Do you think you would serve for the military again?
Yeah. If I could skip basic training, then yeah, I'd do it. If I had to go through basic training again,
everything all over again.
Absolutely not. Okay. This is the worst 6 weeks of my life. No, 8 weeks, I'm sorry.
Okay. So no military? All right. No military benefits? No nothing?
If I could skip basic training, I'd do it.
No military it is. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life? Well, you kind of already covered it when you talked about your kids, but what about professionally?
Professionally, that I accomplished a goal that I set out to. I have 3 college degrees, and I'm an executive chef. That's kind of where I set my goals on after I got out of the military. And 3 years after I got out, I've accomplished all those goals, so I'm most proud of that.
Is there a degree you're more proud of?
A degree that I'm more proud of?
The most proud of, I guess.
No, because I got all three of them at the same time.
So. Okay. Is there anything you want to ask me before that you've never asked me?
No.
You can say no, though. Yeah.
No.
Okay, what are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
My hopes and wishes for you is that you don't have children within the next 5 years. And also that you reach your full potential in whatever it is that you choose to do, because I think you're highly intelligent and you can do a lot of good if you just put your mind to it. But in 5 years when you do have children, I hope that they end up being like you, because you're a good person most of the time.
Human all the time. That's it. That's a wrap. Okay, bye, Ms. Hoffner. Thanks. Done. 5 months, but...